Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, welcome back to Cooling Out.
Kev.
So.
Sassy Sal.
Every week.
That's that scorpion. The
scorpion approach.
Scorpion season's almost a fall.
You're a sassy young man now.
Sal.
Won't be surprised if you get a tongue ring next.
Stop. All right, stop. Stop. We have a guest.
All right, we have a guest. I'm not going to embarrass you.
Nigga said a tongue ring. You know, now to talk about that, in high school, that was a big thing. Niggas was getting tongue rings.
That was in the Hispanic community.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Because there was African American.
That was in the Hispanic community.
Nah, it wasn't.
I've never seen that.
It wasn't.
My Caribbean mother would have slapped the
fire out of him.
I know now. One of my homeboys, his grandmother smacked the shit out of him.
She saved his life. She saved his life.
He had an infection on his tongue, actually.
Oh, he tried to do it the illegal way?
I don't know what way he tried to do it. It was like sophomore year. All right, so niggas was getting it because if you put
07 then
when Dipset was running the test,
06.
They were doing it because you put ice on it, and when you would go down on a girl, make it cold. So niggas was really doing that just for that purpose.
God bless them.
They got that from that same place that Cardi B went for ass implants.
I hope not. I didn't ask no questions once I saw that. I just let them be, and I don't speak to them anymore.
I need that particular accessory. I'm good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I mean. You weren't here, right?
I still wouldn't have known about that. Don't keep those people in my circle.
New York fact.
Oh, man. So we got a guest with us. What's up, man? We got Oliver in the building.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we know.
Took us a minute to
you
get
know,
here.
You asked me, and I was like, you know, we had some other guests, and I was like, do I really want him on? Nah, I'm fucking with you.
I know, yeah. I know it's true.
So what's up, man? Tell people a little bit about yourself.
So I'm here in New York, from Charlotte. I do a podcast called In the Ring. Shout out to Ben and Eliza. We started off, none of us knew each other before the podcast.
Oh.
So Ben and I knew each other through a mutual friend. We never really hung out or anything like that. And, Eliza was random person found through LinkedIn actually. And, so, because I wanted to start something that I didn't really know anybody, because I wanted to make sure it was as unpredictable as possible. Mm-hmm. And so we came together as three strangers, and now, I mean, Ben and Eliza hang out. Like, we get together. Like, no, like, they get together. Like, I'm not here that often, but I'm sure they would hang out with me normally. But but no, we hang out. Like, Eliza had a housewarming party, and we all went there, and like, you know, we get together and stuff. So it's gotten to be really good, and a lot of stuff is unpredictable. We don't know each other's backgrounds. We know each other's histories. We don't know anything, really, except what comes out. So, you know, if you're out there, you want something that starts with ding, ding, ding in the ring. you want to listen to Voice of Your Choice, Oliver, go right ahead. I mean, we welcome all newcomers into the ring.
Nice.
Yeah, that's actually, that could have, like, literally went, like, far south, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could just start, like, hit record and, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Because y'all don't know each other, so y'all don't know how y'all communicate.
Oh, I interviewed everybody beforehand.
Oh, so these weren't your first. Oh, okay. So these are like the top choices.
Basically. Oh, yeah, these are top choices. They beat out the competition. So I had, like, I probably interviewed about 10 people. Mm. And was like, you're not social enough. Like, you're not wild enough. you don't have enough life.
Yeah.
You boring as hell. You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I picked them. I'm like, okay, these, I think these two are gonna be pretty good.
Hey, what are these, like, Craigslist ads? Like, how do you find people to, like,
hey, man, just like friends of friends, just being like, hey, you know anybody that'd be pretty good, that'd be interested in doing something like this?
Mm-hmm.
Took me a long time. I started, probably about 6 or 7 months before I actually started recording a podcast. It took a long time because you find somebody and it's like, gotta make the time commitment work and understand, like, you know, you can't just be taking this shit just whenever you feel like doing it. Like, oh, you know, I'll see y'all next month. Like, that ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah.
So it just kind of wheedled people out, and then stuff was just ended up working out then. And, you know, here we are.
Nice.
So what do you guys, like, talk about? Like, what's your, like, basic premise?
I mean, we talk about everything. We do, last couple of episodes, we've done stuff about, you know, babies. We've interviewed public defenders. We've interviewed people, real sad stories, people breaking up and being told all kind of crazy stuff. Like, you know, you're out there and you find out that, like, your significant other's cheating on you and stuff. And like, you find them in bed.
Oh, yeah, I heard this story.
Yeah, yeah. It was sad. Like, we started the episode with shots and stuff. We thought it was going to be one thing and it turned into completely different. But, we cover all types of stuff. We don't really talk as much sports as I'd like to, but that's, you know, Eliza doesn't really like basketball.
Yeah.
We got to wait till she ain't around.
Yeah, you got to just drop that up in there every now and then, just slowly just drop some basketball references.
Oh, I do. I try to drop references, you know, the movies, basketball, things like that, you know, football. I think I dropped a reference about, you know, if you go deep and everybody, if you hike the ball and everybody goes deep, nobody's there to protect you, you're going to be mad as hell because your ass is going to be on the ground. Mm-hmm. You got to play your position. I think I was talking about side chicks. So
I can see how that reference applies there.
But play your position. No, we've been reaching out. Probably the biggest one that we have coming up. Y'all familiar with the Real Side Chicks of Charlotte?
Yeah,
I am. At
that time, yeah.
Why am I saying that so proudly? I am aware of that.
Yeah, I know them. Like, oh yeah, I know them. yeah, there's one of the girls from that show that we're trying to get her to come on. She had she got boobs done, so you know she.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, I went under the knife, so. Come on in.
So wait. Is that a real show though? I know, like, they were talking about, like, it was in production, but then nothing ever came to fruition. They won the Breakfast Club at one time.
Yeah. Supposedly it's on Netflix. It's gonna come out on Netflix. And I'm
that's
like,
disrespect.
I'm like, nah. Look, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm surprised they haven't been sued yet for copyright. Because I mean, they basically ripped off the Real Housewives logo completely.
Oh, they're not under the umbrella?
No, they look like
Real Side Chicks of Charlotte.
Oh. Yeah, it's Real Side Chicks, not
like
Real
side
Housewives.
Chick.
Oh, I did see that. When like 30 of them was in the
Breakfast Club.
Remember
Charlamagne was like, why are y'all doing this to yourself, ladies?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like over a year ago, and it was like over 2 years ago where I first like heard mention of it, but I thought it was a joke. I saw it on like the Shade Room or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this got to be a joke. And then like a year later, they were on the Breakfast Club.
There's like 15 of them in there.
Yeah.
That
proud.
That one
proud.
White girl who wouldn't be quiet.
that's the one we're trying to get on.
You in for a doozy. That's going to be a good
one. That's
going to
be a good episode.
Get them views of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of views on that one.
Why would I do that one in video, man?
That's dope. Wait, so how did the idea for the podcast come about? Like, you just always wanted to do one, or?
Yeah, like, I remember when I first moved to Charlotte, I just said I wanted to do something that was really different than what I normally do. You know this. It's when you work as a lawyer and you do, especially I worked, like, with insurance companies and stuff, it's not, you die a little bit inside. It's awful, and so I was looking. It's true. You just every day you come home, you're like, boy, I feel like
I almost had a breakdown yesterday. So I will
feel less of a man than I did.
Oh yeah, shit. And so I was looking for something to do. That I was like, I want to express myself in a little bit different way, and you know, I can't draw for shit. So I was like, let me just do a podcast.
Either or.
So I start looking it up and stuff, and then actually I heard Jarrell was doing one, and then I was like, you know, it's like need to actually make this shit happen. And that's when I started the process of it and just said, you know, look, I'm going to try to find some people to do it, try to come up with a good context. I like listening to podcasts. Shout out to In the Conversation with Damian Lemon. That's one of my favorite podcasts out there. Mm. And then I messaged Damian Lemon because I was like, look, I'm thinking about doing this. And he wrote me back. He was like, look, wow, go for it, man. And I was like, "Which? How you recommend me actually get out there and make this happen?" He's like, just pub the shit out of it. That's all I can tell you. Just pub the shit. So so I look up to him, and I'm like, you know, he went out there and made it happen. Obviously, he's got a little different following than me. But, you know, just decided to go ahead and try it out and then said, all right, let me find some people. People a little bit different than me. And there we go.
That shows a very, like, a go-getter mentality, yeah, though, because if I didn't know anyone, I would have just been like, fuck it, like, I don't know.
I never heard of, like, someone doing a you did a Craigslist ad?
I did. I did LinkedIn. I did texting people that I knew in Charlotte. I was like, hey, do you know anybody that's a good personality, like, this sort of stuff, reaching out to those people and trying to communicate with them. I think I went through Facebook. I went through all types of lists out there, like, people who were deemed like most eligible bachelor or bachelorette. I was like, you know, they might be interesting people. I found out that they were questionable. We did an interview with one of the most eligible bachelors, and that was interesting. that was interesting. Most eligible bachelorette didn't want to do it. She didn't want to do the interview. She said she didn't want her name to be sullied. So I said,
tarnish her brand.
I'm like, all right, you do you, nurse. wow. Yeah, look, I come, just so y'all know, I come for everybody. So I don't take no prisoners. So, you know, we just went out, just reached out to as many people as I could, mm-hmm, use networks and stuff. And fortunately, I got the crew I have in Ben and Eliza.
Mm-hmm. When did you launch?
Was in November of 2017.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've been live for about 6 months.
What have you learned?
Consistency is key. You got to show the hell up. You got to do it on a regular basis. Mm. You got to actually give a damn. the sound, like getting the sound, is also really important. I know for episodes, I like the sound for us was like a little off, a little here, a little this, a little that. And we finally got that down, and then you just got to pub it. You gotta tell everybody about it, and it can't just be as like a pickup line.
Yeah.
Like you know, I know Ben will use it sometimes. Like Wim will be like, "Tell me something interesting about you." He's like, "I do a podcast." Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It works.
Oh, it works.
No, that shit works. You know, I do a podcast with two of my associates. We meet every Tuesdays around 6:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, look, man, just gotta say, look, we're national.
International.
Yeah, tell them. Yeah, it's on Spotify, Apple, you know, Play, everywhere. Actually,
yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere you hear music, you can hear me.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's you know, we learn that it's also really important to build your network of people that you can ask to come on, because a lot of I find the interviews to be the most exciting, because, you know, we can talk about anything, but when you have somebody that you don't really normally interact with, you get a different perspective. And it also taught me to, like, actually pay attention to what's going on in the world. Mm. You know, like, people, we get so caught up, mm-hmm, in our lives that, you know, stuff happens and you're not paying attention to it, but somebody else in the podcast is. And you're saying, oh, shit, I got to learn about that. Like, we had an episode on sexual harassment lawsuits happening in Charlotte. And, like, some shit, like, some yoga instructor, you know, doing, you know, some yoga, he owned a yoga club, and he's, like, you know, touching the yoga instructors and stuff. This dude shows up at 4:30 in the morning, posts a selfie the day he's supposed to go to court, with him shirtless, saying, boy, I can't wait to face my accusers, with a big-ass cheesy grin on his face. And I'm like, bro, who's your attorney? Who's your attorney? So, like, you learn so much of that stuff, though, and it's a great experience. I mean, I can't tell you, there's so many people I've met that I never would have normally met, and then you also learn how to just let shit roll off your shoulders. Like, I had one girl that we tried to get on, so there's a series in Charlotte on, like, how people spend their money, sponsored by Bank of America. So, like, people submit, like, 1 week's worth of stuff that they spend their money on. So people say, I make, you know, $80,000 a year, and I track 1 week's worth of expenses. These are my recurring expenses. So everybody says, like, oh, how do these people live? And so you should pretty interesting stuff. So I emailed the girl who, she doesn't write the articles. She just posts them. Mm. I said, let me email her and ask her if you want to come along and do that. She's like, you know, I try not to do my to take work with me on the weekends. So I was like, well, all right, well, why don't we during the weekday?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you know, it's just really hard. I don't know. I mean, could we meet in like maybe 4 weeks? I'm like, in 4 weeks, I don't even know what the hell's going on. Like, the only thing I can tell you in 4 weeks, I can tell you during the playoffs where I'm going to be. At 8 o'clock, I tell you that. I know I'm going to be in front of a TV somewhere. Yeah. But other than that, I don't know anything else. And so I was like, you know what? Look, get out of here. I'm not even stressing about you. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. It's probably one of the things I look forward to most every week. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the network, the camaraderie that you guys have. And that's what's up. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I something you said that really stood out to me was like about, I guess I never realized it until you just said it. But having to always stay current,
yeah,
about current events, music, sports, like all these topics that we discuss, it's like we have to like keep the podcast itself relevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like sometimes like we'll be texting each other like, yo, what do you want to talk about this week? And they're like, oh, we'll talk about this. And I'm like, shit, I ain't even seen that, or I haven't even heard that yet. And then I have to like make this rush to like try to go, you know, listen to something or read something really quick. But it's like it's good because I should know what's going on around me at all times. Because it was up to me, I would never. Like, I get home, like, shit, I'm going to sleep. Like,
I said, look, that's at the end of a bottle. I don't know who you are. Look, I know that. What's that bottle of tequila I have for you?
I don't know. Oh, bro. I got it. I don't know.
It's called Cava de Oro.
The one with the skull?
No,
this shit was like straight from Mexico.
It's from, you can only buy it in Mexico. This man.
It don't even taste like tequila. It tastes like just a sweet.
look at
I'm
that
trying
face.
To think. Like, no, deadass. Like, I just remember, like, we were like, drinking it straight, and it tasted so good, just like glass after glass. I mean, your ass get lit, obviously. But it doesn't taste like, it doesn't have that, like, that hard, like, kickback that normal tequila has.
Yeah.
You don't feel it.
It's just so good.
It's like drinking juice.
What's the name of it?
Sounds tasty.
I think it's like Cava de Oro. Actually, my co-host Ben is the one who turned me on to it. Mm. He's like, oh, you should try this. I was like, shit, I'm done. I'm like, first idea, I contacted a dude on the ground. I know, I'm like, hey, I need you to get this shit for me from Mexico. He sent that. I'm like, all right, it's time to start a pipeline.
Did y'all catch that?
I didn't want to say anything. I wanted to let young Oliver live. I didn't want to say anything. You know, I use that in my vocabulary.
We want him to stay on the ground.
When's the last time I hit you with a dude on the ground? Why? We all friends here.
Dude on the ground.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Anytime y'all need somebody, you know, you let me know.
I got men on the ground.
That's funny. So I was gonna let him rock.
So I'm assuming you drink this on a consistent basis.
Shit, look.
Look, this ain't no sad.
Let me tell y'all something. That look, I already know my plan for Memorial Day weekend. I'm gonna be sitting back, be sitting on my porch. I'm gonna be sitting on the side balcony, and then I'm gonna be. Yeah, look, I forgot. You know, hell, after I forget where I am. I'm gonna be sitting there, a bottle in one on one side, and a glass on another. I'm just gonna be watching the sunset. I'm putting my phone away. Nobody gonna find me.
Some great imagery, actually.
Yeah, boy, shit, look, it's gonna be nice and cool too. I'm gonna be feeling good.
Is this a special occasion or is just
no? This is it is. It's called my ass is home. Nobody home. Like, I'm the only one there. No dog, no nothing. Like,
no. Just, tell them how often you travel though. Like,
I mean, I travel every week so far. I've been in New York for like, this is my third week. I travel Sunday, like afternoon, Sunday evening, and I'm in New York from then until Friday night. Like, I get back. Last week I got back at like 9 or 10 o'clock, and then I'm in Charlotte for Saturday, and that's it. And shit. I got to take care of all my business. So I'm like, oh, shit, I got to pay this bill. I got to check my mail. Got to do everything else. And then I just get back on a plane, come back here. I get to rack up some Marriott points. Like, you know, it's nice.
So how do you go about recording the pod?
Well, look. it's a tight schedule. And then sometimes, you know, we just record stuff ahead of time. Like, if we know, hey, everybody's going to be really, really busy. Or sometimes, you know, that's when we don't have all three of us. You know, it just may not work out that way. It might just be two of us. And then we just usually have another guest or something like that. We just talk things out. But, you know, everybody's got a busy schedule. I mean, you know, Ben's a doctor.
Yeah.
He works, you know, 7 days on, 7 days off type thing. And sometimes not that much. And he may work 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or he may work 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just kind of depends. And
is he working in the emergency room?
No, he's not that. He's a fake doctor. He's like internal medicine.
Oh, okay. But play.
Yeah, yeah. He gets all the perks of being a doctor, but he don't have none of the responsibilities. We were at a Hornets game, and some dude fell. And they were like, "Is there a doctor? Is there a doctor?" So some guy was there. He's like, "Hey, man, could you help him out?" So Ben walks over there and he says, "He's like, you good?" He's like, "Yeah, I just fell." He's like, "All right," and he just walks away. He walked away, and then like, and we went back to the bar, and the guy's like, "Yeah," he's like, "Wow, man, you know, you just so great. How about, you know, you want shots of Patron for free?" And we're like, "Sure, hell yeah!" So.
Life in Charlotte.
Yeah, man, life is good, but let me tell you something. You start, like, coming here is nice, and you like you notice some things that you don't have. Like, we got all kind of drama. Like, a store goes out. Like, Dina DeLuca in Charlotte like went out of business because somebody didn't pay their rent or something like that. Now nobody has a Dina DeLuca anywhere in Charlotte. It's like, you come here, you're like, oh, one store goes out, like, this 50,000 more.
That's so
nice. But then I go back and I'm like, you know what? Because I'm staying in Times Square right now.
Oh, man.
I'm like,
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't blame you.
Get the hell out of here. I ain't got no choice. My office is right there
in that neighborhood.
There's too many people.
There's
too many damn people, man.
I work like two avenues down from Times Square.
You wouldn't look at it. And just,
like, literally right across from Bryant Park.
Yeah.
Just too many people.
Too many.
Just like, night, first of night, even walking. Like,
stop
just,
it.
Just can't do that. I'm a break, speed walk.
You stop it and just
to look up.
Snapping pictures. Got people trying to, like, today was the one. This girl almost got hit by a car. She literally, like, went out into the middle of the street so she could take a picture, so her boyfriend take a picture of her. And like, this is wild, traffic's moving.
What?
I'm like, yo, you motherfuckers do anything
this
for a
good
picture.
This ain't living single? What the hell?
For a good picture. It's fucking crazy.
They got the picture though?
She got a picture. Right, that should probably fire her IG. Probably have mad.
Yeah,
her
IG is fire.
You better get at least.
Almost died, nigga.
I wouldn't risk my life for it. But it's just like, everyone's constantly just stopping and fucking freezing and looking up at shit and just literally in the middle of the sidewalk just pausing. And New York is just like training me to be like,
yeah,
a speed walker.
Yeah, man.
So like, I just can't do it. But it's funny though. When I was in Charlotte, like, what was that, 2-3 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
When I was down there, we got caught in traffic while I was driving, and I'm the only one down there like honking my horn. Like, you know, at least like people honking in traffic. No one else was honking. Like, my girl was like, "Relax, like, just stop and listen." No one else was honking. This was like bumper to bumper traffic, and no one was honking except for me. You know, motherfuckers honking a heartbeat here.
Yeah.
I'm like honking crazy. I'm sure they was looking at me like motherfucking Yankee. Like, yeah, but I don't know. You didn't grow up in Charlotte, did you?
I grew up all over. Yes. I lived in. I was born in Louisiana. Moved to Texas. Lived in Florida. Lived in Massachusetts. Lived in South Carolina. Went to college in Boston, went to law school in North Carolina, and then now I live in Charlotte.
Shit, why all the moving?
My dad got promoted, we moved.
Damn, your dad's a hustler. He got promoted a lot.
Hey, it was, you know, they made the decision early on. They're like, you know, we're going to follow his career. And every time, you know, he did what he was supposed to do, kept moving. My mom, actually, shout out to my mom's. She's graduating on Saturday.
Before Mother's Day.
Yeah, with a doctoral. So she's she defended a dissertation successfully. She did She did her PhD in like 3 years.
Damn.
While working a full-time job and everything else. So, you know, shout out to her.
Wow.
For letting me know that, you know, when I say I'm tired, I ain't got shit to say. So, I ain't got shit to say. But no, it's great. I'm so proud of her. It's something that she's wanted all her life. Mm-hmm. And she put it on hold, you know, for me to be able to go to college and my dad to be able to promote and stuff. And finally, she got time to finally do what she needed to do for herself. And she's getting the chance to do it. And, you know, she's officially going to be, you know, doctor. So,
damn.
That shit sound cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Dr. Rossa.
This nigga talking about his mom.
Yeah, your mom's cool and shit. I'm thinking about myself.
It's about me right now.
I ain't going to. I don't know if I could go back to school again.
Oh, hell no. I ain't going to.
I can't.
And what's worse, I got a bunch of friends that are in business school. All them chumps. All of them. I'm like, where the hell are you going? Oh, I'm going to Cairo. I'm like, you ain't got class? Who cares? I got a job. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I had a friend of mine come to New York. Chumps.
Wait, what?
That man was in.
All them chumps.
That man was in Hong Kong. That man was in Hong Kong. He was in, like, he went to Dubai. He was going to South America. Then he came to New York. Then he was there for like a week or so. He's like, you know, I think I'm going to go skiing in Vail. I'm like, what? I said, do y'all just like skip class and stuff? He's like, everybody just kind of, you know, everybody gets along. I'm like, shit, wouldn't have happened in law school.
Hell no.
What happened?
I think some classes, if you miss three the entire semester, was it three? Six. You miss more than six, you fail automatically.
Oh yeah, dude, I used to get emails all the time.
You fail automatically.
One L year.
Automatically.
Jesus.
One L year, I get all kind of emails. They're like, you know, you've missed two classes this year. I'm like, shit, y'all class at 8 a.m., man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do
that. That used to be hectic. I remember because like it was if you got to six, you fail automatically, and then some classes it was like up to the professor's discretion. Every class you missed after three, he could drop you a letter grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, automatically.
That shit was
so, like, the best you can get was a B, the best you can get was a C.
Jesus.
Then after that, your ass fell. On top of that shit, law school's already curved. That's already on a curve. So, whatever grade you get, you most likely not going to get that shit anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look back at that. I'm like, I should have gone to business school.
I used to hate that shit. But thank God for technology. Got my MacBook here, had my iMessages. My little G chat, watching TV sometimes. Just depending on what was going on. I used to always sit in the back. It's like the classrooms go up like this.
Yeah.
I used to always sit in the back in the top row. Like, Mr. Ross, huh?
Tell us about that case. I'm like, mm-mm. When we get in there, they'd be like, hey, I elbowed you. I'm like, hey, they called you today? No, okay, good. So they ain't going to call me yet.
Yeah. That's the thing though, when your ass just be like randomly on call,
yeah,
and you ain't read, ugh, fuck.
You see people, all the people like Cliff Notes, or like the case is already briefed,
yeah,
that stuff, and they're like, you see somebody just googling something online real quick, yep. They're like, gotta read that, yeah. and look, it always worked out. Somebody else would do that, it worked out fine. They'd be able to answer the question well. Then you would get it, and you'd be like, yeah, I know the rule for this case. I'm like, well, where'd you get that rule from?
Yeah,
tell me how you got that.
That's the worst. That's the worst. That shit used to always happen to me.
Yeah.
Like when I did not read, I would like, you know, like look at like a brief or something like that and see like the rule. All right, cool. Like how they came to this, mm-hmm. the conclusion, all this shit. I would understand all of that. They'd be like, oh, what was the minority decision on this case? I'm like, what? Like, I'm just sitting there. And then just be quiet until someone else fucking jump in. Like, help me. Y'all see me fucking. I'm out here sinking. Y'all out here just chilling, looking at me. Everyone just looking.
I see.
That's what they do for real, though. I would do the same damn thing. If people should be fucking up in class, I would literally just do this shit, put my head down.
Glad it ain't me, nigga.
But no, real talk, because if you jump in and help them, then it's
you.
Professor just start talking to you. I always talk to me. No eye contact ever.
This article fire.
my business. Let me not even look up. But you mentioned, so you want to talk, you brought up a topic to me about relationships and people being all up in your relationship.
All right.
Expand chumps. On that.
All right, well, so, chumps, that's the word of the day, chumps.
Let me tell you something.
Let me look. Look.
I had to read a book on. It's called. Hey, look. I always have a reference. So I read a book called The Zimzum of Relationships. So it comes from like a Jewish word that means like the creation. So, you know, like in the beginning there was nothing. There was God, and then God created Earth. All right. So in order for God to create the Earth, you have to you got to actually step out to create the space where the Earth can exist, because otherwise nothing can exist in that space. So in the same context, when you're in a relationship, damn, you can't be in a relationship with somebody unless you create the space to say, you can come into this area. Otherwise, that person is just kind of out there. So when you're in a relationship with somebody, you and that other person occupy the same space now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to make a long story short, there's a couple of things in there. And one of the things that they talk about is that space is sacred. So that means that nobody else should be in your space. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're having trouble with them, you shouldn't just be running to somebody else and bringing that person into your relationship. You should be seeking only a professional, or you should be seeking that other person to work things out, not go and run to other people and work stuff out. And so I don't struggle with that. My relationships, if I got a problem with you, I'm going to come to you. I'm not going to talk to 50 other people. Like, you're going to know I got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of other people you see, and I know, and I'm hearing this constantly. People are like, I'm unhappy with my relationship. And they go and they go talk to somebody else, and then they bring somebody in, and then they start micro-cheating with the other person. And then it becomes macro-cheating. Next thing you know, this other person's in your relationship. And you're like, what the hell are you doing? Like, this person knows everything about you, like, you know, and he don't even do me right no more. You know, he don't even talk to me. He always out. He don't even know what my favorite color is, that kind of shit. And it's like, and before you know it, you the dude, or you're the other person, you're like, well, I didn't even know that there was an issue. This other dude know more about my relationship than I do. Mm. And I always tell people this, like, keep other people's asses out of y'all's relationship. That's how you get in trouble. That's how you get in trouble. I mean, have y'all ever been, like, you haven't had a friend, I'm not talking about just asking for, like, very brief advice, but actually sits there and says to you, like, a girl comes to you and starts talking to you about her relationship and starts telling you stuff that you don't need to know about their relationship. You don't need to know how often they have sex. You don't need to know how often you're thinking about breaking up with them. Like, why are you telling me all of this stuff? That's not fair to that dude. Then you go and you meet up, you go hang out with the dude, and you got to act like, just put a big fat smile on your face, be like, yeah, I know that she about to dump your ass, but I'm just going to pretend like I don't know.
Mm. That sucks.
Hey, wow. What them drink specials? my business, man.
You know.
my business.
I'm going to double you up. Because when you say that, it's like, I think about this shit, and I'm not going to use any names, but when I, in law school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would just see so many girls, and I mean guys too, obviously, but I just remember the girls. I don't know why they stuck out to me. Like, so many girls would cheat on their boyfriends, and then bring them like out, like when they would come in town and visit, and be having the same dudes that fucked them shaking their boyfriend hand.
I've seen that.
That's grounds for killing.
And I'm like. But, so
I've been in rooms where everybody in the room know but the guy.
Yo, same here. I'm like, everyone just looking. And I'm just like, and I'm like, I feel bad for him.
I do too, but.
And he just out here just like cuffing, happy as hell to be with this girl. And I'm like, damn, like, yo, some people here don't have sex with her.
Can you come back from that?
No.
Who?
Who?
Like,
yeah.
The girl?
No, the
guy?
Yeah, the guy, like,
nah.
The unsuspected victim.
Yeah, like,
I mean, he don't know.
But when he finds out,
can you forgive that?
No.
Two people I know right now are married, and I remember just like seeing that on IG and just dying laughing. Like, it just made me think, like, you know, made me think, one, like, everything you see on IG, like, isn't what it is. Like, everyone portrays this, like, happy life, and I'm just like, she was fucking someone else, and you met him, like. That shit is fun. It's sad though, you know, because it's like, damn, I never want to be that fucking person.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in that room looking crazy as hell, you happy as shit, cuffing, like.
Buying drinks for everybody.
Yeah. Like, they're like, oh.
You need a buddy.
Just for you.
But I feel like you should get the intuition too, because if I was in a room, I would kind of feel that energy, like, oh, what's going on? Like, yep. Everybody is kind of like. Is it something you're not telling? Like, when I feel uncomfortable in a room and it's about me, like, I feel it.
Oh, yeah, of course you feel it. Everyone's so, like, the side eyes.
Yeah, everybody's looking at you like, this nigga? Or you, like, looking at the. Just stuff like that.
But if he did find out, hell no, she couldn't come back from that.
No, no.
It's not like you just cheated.
You played me for a fool. You got me here, your friend, parading me around.
You got me shaking the dude's hair, dapping him up like, yo, yeah, he a cool kid.
Where you meet him at?
We went on one trip.
Be careful.
We just went on a trip. I don't care.
Protect the innocent.
They don't know the fuck I'm talking about. They went on a lot of trips in law school. But two other guys went on a trip with us and her and her boyfriend. And I'm just like, this is insane. Like,
what? Y'all got something in common.
I was just looking like
Eskimo brother.
Jesus.
I was like, this is insane. Like, I remember just like getting drunk. Like, we was all drinking. I remember just like talking to the two, like, they're my friends, whatever. And we just like talking about, we were laughing. I was like, shit, like, how do y'all feel? Oh, we don't even think about it, bro. And I was just like,
nah, that's weird.
Nah, I can't do
that. I can't even hang out with them. Like, if I know that your girl is cheating on you or he's cheating on you, I can't even be. I'm not going to rat him out because I don't know him.
Yeah.
But I can't be around. I feel so uncomfortable. I'm like, what the hell? Like, how am I supposed to shake your hand? It's like if you're the guy that's trying to fuck the girl and you meet her boyfriend, how you just shake his hand and be like, yeah, what's going on? Like, we
that
have.
Well, that's
day.
The same reason. That's the same reason I mind my business. Because if you could do all that and not care, what am I going to be robbing her for?
I'm talking like, all right. I was at a birthday party in Charlotte, and this dude shows up. He's dating this girl, and he like had just finished spending like 10 grand on her going on a trip and all this other shit. And this dude shows up.
Talking criminal now.
This dude shows up. You done spent my money?
I was like, man, criminal. He talking criminal now.
Dude,
my body immediately went to prison. I was like, immediately.
You heard the boss?
I was like, yeah. I look good at orange. I was like, fuck. I look good at orange stripes. Like, go ahead, my bad.
And meets this dude who's there with his girlfriend. That dude and his girlfriend been having threesomes with his girlfriend, with the other guy's girlfriend. Been just, and he just shaking his head like, hey man, what's going on? Like, yeah, let me buy you a drink. Knowing damn well, like, yeah, I've been having threesomes with your girlfriend.
Yo, that's wild.
Like, what? And he found out on that, like, at that birthday party, he found out that she had been cheating on him with this couple.
How he found out?
Because I think somebody else got in a fight, and they said, like, yeah, and that's why you covering for them. He found out and was like, that man was
distraught.
He was like, I'm not really that mad. You know, so what if I spent $10,000? It's no big deal. And he's like, it's the respect. I'm like, sure. Yeah. You just disrespected. Okay. You don't care that you just, you know, sit on a trip where she could be, you know, having sex with somebody else on the trip that you paid for. You don't care about that. It's just disrespect. Oh, okay.
The things they were doing on that trip and you only care about respect.
You only care.
Lift you kissing.
Somebody look. Respect. Tell you something. That'd have been mutual defense then.
Listen, I ain't gonna say anything.
Me neither.
But I agree with Tev. That's you talking criminal. like 10K.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Look, man. I'm telling you.
They'd be like, oh, have you seen such and such? Nah, you know she picked up one day and just left.
Left.
ain't seen them much.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody, no crime.
So where do they stand now?
Oh, they broke up. They went. They had to go their separate ways. They had to. Come on, that's a bit much, man.
Yeah, relationships ain't shit. I'm sorry. That
shit just got dark.
Yeah, that sucks. I would be mad as hell.
What?
disrespect.
But imagine how these men, but that just that like goes along the lines of like marriage and like how much money men have to spend when they
and how much you invested in. Like, yeah. Just break up with me. Like,
yeah, yeah, your word. Yeah, just break up. Just tell me you're not happy. Just tell me you're not happy.
They
just
got leave. Like alimony, palimony, all this shit
palimony.
That women get. And I mean, I think times are changing a little bit, but for the most part, men still ain't getting that shit from women.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If there was one law I could change, child support, I'd abolish that shit.
Why?
Let me tell you, because it's stupid. Like, all right, so you have sex with somebody. And that woman decides she ain't getting rid of that child just because she's like, yeah, I'm about to get this child support. You fine.
Like, real talk, though, there's a lot of women who do
yeah.
who do use children to their advantage for
and
child
you can't
support.
Say, like, and you can't say, oh, I don't want this kid. And you don't, and you can't terminate your rights without them saying, sure, that's
sure,
fine.
Yeah.
Like, so you just fuck? Oh, hell no. I'm not doing time for like that for 18 years.
But you know how you get fucked for 18 years, though? If you sign the birth certificate. And even that child turns out not to be yours.
Oh, yeah.
After
yeah.
the fact, because you signed the birth
certificate. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Look at your like legal.
You the daddy
for 18 years. I
need proof.
No, no, no
way. No way in hell.
You think I'm signing this shit? Don't say nothing. Yo,
catch me out here thinking.
I ain't get around it with yet.
Catch me in the bathroom with a swab. Swabbing the fuck out the baby.
Open your mouth.
Like I'm like, I'll sign in 5 days when this test comes.
I get results back soon. I got a guy on the ground. I get this back soon.
Guy on the ground.
18. Imagine that shit. You sign a birth certificate and then you find out like a year later the baby ain't yours. And you're responsible for 17 more years.
Hell no.
You can't go to court for that, though?
Nope.
No?
Yeah, no.
Now, somebody's going to have to contest it.
Yeah.
And, like, try to... And, I mean, come on, look. If you ain't contested it this far, you ain't contested this
shit. Yeah, that's true.
You out.
In New York State, if you have one child, that child is entitled to 28% of your... No, you gross. Of your net income. Every month. Your net checks. Who the fuck? Listen, I would never spend 28% of my checks on a child. Ever.
Bruh.
You lucky if you get 1%.
Bruh. Uno.
Bruh. Just hearing this raising my blood pressure.
Make a nigga hold dog and for a long job.
People walking these streets now. Thousands.
You don't want to be like my boy over there talking about, I wasn't trying to get pregnant, but I didn't wear a condom. I didn't pull out, and she wasn't on the pill. I'm like, dude, you trying to get pregnant.
The day after, man.
Like, he's like, yeah, we didn't do none of that.
Yeah, you trying to get pregnant.
I keep that
God
50
bless
stash.
Him. God bless him.
Hey, that's what they want, right? Business,
like, I keep that 50 stash. Shit. Wake up early, do-rag on. Right to the way it reads.
With the robe on?
I'm back.
You already know how much it costs. $52.98.
Oh, y'all went up on taxes? All right, that's cool.
That's cool.
Don't you worry
that,
about it.
You could take that little bit of money.
It's more important.
Let's do you, yeah.
That's why I said you better go abroad. If you feel like, you know, you ain't got no good plug in, go abroad somewhere.
It's cheaper.
They ain't got no child support there.
I'll take your word for it.
He sound like you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, hey, look.
In this small world, though, they'll find your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Social media, they'll Facebook. Find you. They'll find you.
It ain't the old days, yeah.
Back in the old days, you know, you could just go and sire a child.
Like the old days, you was the town over. That was it. That's a rock.
20 miles that way. Yeah. You never find me.
I don't know where you went.
I just saw him walk and he disappeared.
Pick up them yellow pages.
Word. Yeah, the yellow pages.
This Matthew Johnson? No, this ain't Matthew Johnson. Ah, shit. 499 more to go. I ran out of quarters. Oh, well, can't call nobody.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, man.
I don't want to talk about cheating in relationships. That shit.
Yeah, God just guided me. Please watch over me. Watch over me, please.
My only PSA for people out there, I'm gonna look into the camera for this. Is if you gonna cheat, do it right. Like if you gonna do wrong, no, it's true. Look. My grandmother would say this all the time. If you're gonna do, don't do wrong. But if you're gonna do wrong, you better do wrong so well as right. There's nothing worse than somebody that does wrong and then idiot at doing it. Like, if you're gonna cheat on a test, be intelligent about cheating on a test. Don't be walking around, looking around, you know, getting up, trying to, you know, sneezing, you know, kind of stuff, yeah. Tapping somebody on their shoulder, pointing the other way. Don't do that. Like, do it right. If you're gonna cheat on somebody, know like I'm gonna cheat so well where I'm not gonna get caught. Don't be stupid like somebody said, oh yeah, I'm a they were cheating on their significant other, but they had their phone and all of their iPad and all that stuff synced up. So the girl was just reading a book on the iPad, and she just starts seeing these text messages just appearing. And it's you know, it's explicit shit. She's like, well, I know I'm getting cheated on. Like, don't be stupid. Like, do it right.
I don't know. I'm not saying that because I've gotten caught doing anything. I'm just saying it because cheating is hard. I don't know how people do that.
Oh, I agree. It's hard as hell.
It's too much. Like,
one woman hard.
I love my brother, but this nigga, he be getting caught on an Apple Watch. Like, he get caught with the watch. Like, it's not it. Like, he don't use it. So when they turn it on, all the messages start popping up. He got caught like that. And I'm just like, yo, like, you got caught on a watch. Like, you should have just not got caught.
That's what Kevin Hart said when they asked him. Like, a year ago, they said, you cheat. He said, no, I'm too dumb to cheat. I get caught.
That's my rib.
And then he got caught cheating.
That Shaggy shit don't work, man. It wasn't me. That ain't, you know.
Nah, that was 1990.
That's back when they didn't have phones.
They didn't have that shit. I know somebody that caught somebody cheating because they were like, they installed like one of them track me apps or something on the phone.
They doing too much.
Yeah, I'm like, shit.
Like that's doing too much.
Come on, man.
But I will say, like, one thing my mom, like, talking to my mom about relationships and stuff, she always told me, like, if you cheat, it's going to come out. Like, whatever you do in the dark comes out in the light. Oh, and it's going to come out eventually.
That's one of them, yep.
And, like, she took
me. You know what I'm saying? That's so true.
Yeah, it's so true.
I hate that, man. I hate that shit. That shit rattle in your mind. You're like, oh.
Because she was like, oh.
Mama was right.
She was like, oh, I got a story. Like, she still communicates with her high school sweetheart. So, like, they talk here and there, and, like, they have similar birthdays, so, like, she'll say.
Your pops know this?
My pops and my mom are not together.
Oh, okay.
No, this was, like, my mom and my dad got together, like, when they was in their 30s. So, my mom was with someone for a long time in high school. He went to college, and they broke up or whatever. So, they were talking on the phone, and then he emailed her, but he called her, I think he called her Stacy.
Ooh.
So my mom was like, who the fuck is Stacy? So she asked him, like, oh, did you mean to email me because you called me Stacy? And he's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. That was a mistake. This was someone that I used to have relations with back when I was in college. My mom was like, oh, okay, because when you was mostly in college, you was with me. So who the fuck is Stacy? So, but she didn't even, like, ask him like that. Like, she didn't care. But she was telling me, like, you see, like, 30 years later, I'm finding out now that this nigga was doing what he was doing. And I was just like, yo, that's real. Like, I'm sorry, Ma. I felt bad. She didn't care. But I'm just like, 35 years now? Like, you got any hope of them two working that shit out? I was gone. I was like, fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
Take that shit to the grave.
Good word. You should have never let... Relationships are crazy.
I mean,
look at
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, cheating is just, I don't know. It takes.
Just break up.
Yeah.
Just break up.
It takes too much energy to do it.
You know, back in the days when I was younger.
you old man now?
A little loud.
No. Like, that shit was exciting to me. Like, so I would go through all the extra barriers and jump through hurdles and shit to be like deleting text messages and like fuck around like, oh shit, I forgot this message and then get caught anyway. And so it's like just all this extra dumb shit and you're constantly paranoid. It's just unnecessary as fuck. Okay. You know how many times I got woken up fucking 3 o'clock in the morning like, no, not currently. in the past. And I was like, that shit gets annoying. You go out, because we used to go all over the fucking time. 3, 4, come back home 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, and your ass get woken up. Someone standing over you. Who the fuck is this? Nobody wants. I don't want that in my life anymore. I don't need that.
I don't know nothing about that, man.
You see, you don't want to know about that.
Nah, I'm.
It's not fun. It was fun back then, but it's not fun.
It's too much work, man. One woman is hard. One woman is like, damn, like, you know, I feel like I need to buy a second place, so that way I got a retreat. Like, I'm gonna say, hey, I'm in New York for work. I'm just gonna go to that other spot, you know, just hide out for a while. But two women, three women, I'm like, so hard, man.
It's so hard. Like,
every time I look around, I'm like, you know, somebody, I need to buy this. Oh, shit, man, my wallet. Like,
that's real though. You need that time apart though.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You
especially,
do.
Especially in these New York City apartments. Your ass be tripping over each other. You gotta be like, all right, I'm going out. Like, again? Yup.
Yep.
Taking a strong stroll.
Yeah. Just gonna go out for a walk.
Everything's all right? Yeah, it's all right.
But you learn a lot about someone when you move in with them, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna talk about that one.
Okay.
Next subject.
Next subject. What we got next?
Next on the roll.
Oh, you learn a lot.
But relationships are nice.
Yeah. I love you, baby.
Go ahead, all of y'all. Go ahead. Chewy, I love you.
She already know.
Mm-hmm. Playoffs?
Yeah, yep, let's get into it.
Oh yeah, hey,
y'all watched LeBronto. Let me tell you something. There's few things better in life than when you watch the Toronto Raptors against LeBron when it's a close game in the fourth quarter. I spent the whole fourth quarter just laughing. Cause you knew what was going to happen. I told some people like, oh, you know, this Toronto team, they, you know, they top five defense, they top five offense. You know, this was different. They got a bench. You know, Kyle Lowry's going to show up. All that shit. I'm like, look, let me tell y'all something right now. All it takes, only chance they got, they better blow out the Cavs every game. They better blow them out because if the game get tight, palms get sweaty, cheeks get tight. You know what's going to happen. And that's it happened. Game one, game three. You knew. Game three was even worse because they thought they had a chance.
They rallied
back. They're like, yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to finally get this game.
Oh, that was a fun game.
And then LeBron.
That was a great.
That was a fun
game. What did we
do? I said, well. And then somebody said, oh, but they're gonna get a game. I said, look, after they lost the first two, I'm like, it's over.
I ain't gonna lie. I was one of them people. I thought that Toronto was gonna, like, at least win two. Like, at least. Like,
nah,
they just looked so. I've seen them in years past. They looked way better this year. And granted, I know they're a regular season team. I know that LeBron has like demoralized DeMar DeRozan. You think he depressed now? It'll be a long off season for him.
What?
He like Kyle Lowry is just like hit or miss. Like it's either he's on or he's like completely off. Like the game four, he had like 5 points or some shit. Like,
yeah.
And 34 minutes, and you just start him like all star point guard.
He garbage.
But once that series started, like game one, they gave it their all. And once they lost,
and Bron wasn't even his usual.
Yeah,
so.
He was like tired and like he had a
he had an off game for him.
Inefficient. Yeah, yeah. It was like he shot like under 50% or like right at 50, and then everyone was like, "Wow, LeBron looks like he, you know, he's tired."
It was set an off game. I'm like, yo, people would die for these stats, but
he had an off game. He had like 26 points, 7 rebounds, and like 8 assists, and it was a very he went 12 for 30. That's what he did.
Yeah,
it was an off game for him. But everybody else, that'd be like a fucking amazing night for them.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, they won. LeBron had a bad game. Then game two. When they got blown out in game two at home,
yeah.
I said, all right. Nah.
Yeah, man, that man was just shooting. That was that game that man was just shooting them fadeaways.
Crazy. He had like 8 in a row. Us.
Yeah, he was just like, I'm just. Like,
I was waiting for a concert. So I was watching in a bar, but the TV was on mute. I'm with my girlfriend. He's just taking these crazy shots, and I'm just calling for it. After a while, it's just like you expect he's going to hit every one of them.
Yeah.
And they got more ridiculous and ridiculous.
Oh, his fadeaways, like, I've never seen someone put into the left. The way, like, but he covers, like, so much ground.
So much art.
He literally, like, gets, like, way back. The ball goes way high. It's like,
and I'm like, you ain't blocking this shit.
And I'm like, damn, like, but he can only do that against Toronto. Like,
yeah.
Those fadeaways, like, with that kind of consistency. Like, he just feels, like, so, like, uber confident against Toronto. I don't know, man. I felt bad for them. I felt bad for Drake.
I didn't feel bad for him.
I didn't feel bad for Drake. This is the first time I didn't.
Drake should take the L. Just shut that. Look, if you lost, how many times they've been eliminated? 2 straight years before this one. This is the
2 or 3.
Three.
Yeah. Who said that? DeRozan. Yeah.
Yeah. They lost 10 in a row.
DeRozan don't know what it is. He don't know.
No. To Cavs.
To Cavs.
12.
It's like, I'm.
He said they just got our number.
Man, look. Until we up like 2-0, I'm just gonna shut the hell up if I'm them. I'm just gonna be like, look, I'm just gonna hide. Look, I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna cheer. I ain't gonna try to say too much. Because if your team is getting killed like that, every year, every time you run into this person, last 2 years you've been swept. Not beat, not 7 games, not, you know, 5, not even 6. Swept. And you can't get nothing done. You gonna sit there and talk something? I remember, I don't know
if it was last year or the year before. They were down in the series. And somebody asked LeBron how he felt about it, if it was like an adverse situation. You remember that? And he was like, I've been in adverse situations and this isn't one of them. Before the game, I was like, damn.
No, that was not look.
And most people wouldn't say that unless they go because you don't want to like inspire the other team and like get them all amped up. But imagine someone just telling you that to your face. Like, you got him on the ropes.
They're beating your ass.
You beat his ass. And he just like, this ain't none. And then come out and beat your ass.
He's love tap. That's crazy.
No, adverse situation was down 3-2 to Boston in 2012. That when he had that like 45 game,
ooh,
and they like, yeah, that man was like, if ooh y'all lose this game, the big three in Miami is over. It's that's over. Adversity. Yeah. When you down by like ooh 5 to the Spurs in game 6 in 2013, that is adversity.
Yeah.
But this, come on, man.
I still think that 2012, when they were down 3-2 to the Celtics, like one of his most
that was
iconic game.
That was like one of his most.
He didn't smile. He didn't say anything, and he didn't miss.
Yeah,
he did not miss.
That's like the one time that I like really like I saw him like not being passive.
Some ridiculous shots. Yeah. Too.
He knew what was up. He lost that one.
He was so good in that game.
It was all she wrote. Y'all seen the was it Celtics and the
I've
Sixers?
I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Sixers? What's going on with them?
That looked promising, but then it was like,
they're the hardest team for me to be able to pick. They're the hard like. Ben Simmons has looked god awful in this series. It's like he played against a coach. I'm a Heat fan, unapologetically. But he finally played against a coach that knew how to scheme him. And it's like, dude, like you got to learn how to shoot a shot. Like I saw this man taking jump shots from 5 feet, couldn't hit him. I'm like, dude, like come on, man. Like But I've been saying, I think that for this series, they actually need to almost play Ben like they played Magic back when Kareem was out, and they played Magic at center. Because he can't, when he plays out on the perimeter, nobody's guarding him. He's got to play inside and let Embiid almost invert the offense, which sucks because Embiid is so good, and he can be so talented inside, but they've almost got to invert it. I just don't know if he can play down low in the post. But he should be able to, because any guy he's going to cover, he's going to have a mismatch. Because if they're a point guard, if they're a guard, they're going to be too small. If they're big, he's going to be too quick. So he's got to be able to just, like, basically catch the ball on the block and just make a quick decision. Like, I'm either going to pass this, kick it out to a shooter really fast, or if I've got a mismatch, I'm going to punish this dude. Mouse in the house. I'm going to kill this dude right
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you know how, like, he basically messed himself up, though? All season. It's not even like the fact that he can't shoot. It's the fact that he won't shoot.
Yeah.
Like, you got to at least, like, give the appearance that, you know, I'm going to at least be willing to shoot these things. He won't even take a jumper. God take me if I'm lying. Like, no more than 15 threes the entire season.
I didn't even know he took one.
I didn't think he took that many.
Yeah, see? And that's me being, like, gracious about it. Yeah. He could have took less than, like, six, you know?
I really don't know if he took one. I'm not even kidding.
I know he took one because the one time we checked, it was, like, back in November. He had taken one.
Oh. But, that one then.
I remember you mentioned it to me, and I was like, one? And it was, like, November. I was like, that's it? He only attempted one? Like, he does not shoot them. He'll be wide open. And, like, even self-check, Andre Roberson, he can't shoot for shit, but he at least puts them up there. Yeah. You got to give the appearance like, hey, I'm going to shoot them. Every now and then they're going to go in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they go in, you're going to draw the defense out, and then you can go right by them. But if I know you can't shoot, I just wait back, and I'm like 3 steps ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get around me.
Yeah.
Then what?
Even Rondo attempts a shot.
Yeah.
If he's left wide open.
Rondo, exactly. And Rondo can't shoot for shit either.
No. How about Rondo with them games with like 24 assists? That man had like 20. He had at least 20 assists in that one game.
24. He
had like 24.
And 4 points.
And 4 points. I'm like, dude, how do you get only 4 points, but you got 24 assists? Like, nobody figures, oh man, with this ball, this guy man got the ball in his hand, we might want to clog the passing lanes against you.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Most of them came to Anthony Davis.
No, I mean, you know.
Anthony Davis, and that night, everyone was hitting their threes.
Yeah, well,
that's what assists is really about. People just making it.
Well, tonight, they're going home. It's going to be 1, 2, 3 Cancun.
Aren't they playing now?
Yeah, they should. They play. Golden State plays at 10:30. I think the Rockets and Utah play.
Staying up for that.
Are the Jazz going home?
Yeah, they're going home.
What you think about Donovan Mitchell?
Tonight, they're going home. Because if the Rockets are smart, they're gonna send them home tonight. Because you don't want to be Golden State sending the Pelicans home.
Yeah,
you don't want to be playing no 6-game at Utah and then have to play a game 7, and then you got to go play against that squad. Shit, I would put them away.
So who you have between the Rockets and Golden State?
Golden State.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
Golden State. They
never bought into any of that. They look weak and. You can't put a stat on effort.
No. Like,
it's clear they weren't trying.
They look more vulnerable this year than they did last year. But they're still I mean, you're talking about more vulnerable. Oh, that might mean that, you know, LeBron might more convincingly win one game against them. That's not like
I don't even think that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
No, this squad
I think if like Cleveland wins one game,
then they're gonna send a message.
That shit gonna be close.
Bron might, yeah.
Bron's stat line 50.
Gonna make me hold my head if they win a game.
Yeah, he gonna have to get an IV right after the game.
Oh, yes. They carrying off the court what? Like 50, 18, and 12.
Bron gonna leave baldy.
Bron's gonna leave baldy.
Like, you leave it here on the court, yeah.
Leave it all on.
Like the barbershop gonna come by, sweep that shit up.
They gonna be stretching love out. That's after a win. I don't see it.
No way.
JR with the Henny.
I think if they make it, honestly, they're going to get swept.
Yeah, their best bet is they better hope the Rockets can pull it off.
But they can't. I'm praying.
A warrior voodoo dolls.
They could make it interesting. They could make it interesting.
I think if they play the Rockets, they lose.
I don't believe in them. They should. They're the number one team in the MVP, but I don't see it.
Toronto's the number one seed.
No, in the league?
Oh, in the league.
In the East, I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Look how they fared.
No, the Rockets, because the thing is, the Rockets don't have And they got Clint Capela, who I think is overrated. But, you know, they're like, oh, Clint Capela's so good. He runs the floor. He run. Look, if you're a big man, if you run the floor, you're going to get at least 8-10 points a game. Mm-hmm. Especially when you've got nothing but guards and shooters around you. If you run, you're going to get some easy baskets that way. If you're an offensive rebounder and hustle player, you're going to get a couple of putbacks that way. There you go. I just got you 14 points. If you rebound, especially against teams like in the West, I mean, Rudy Gobert is a big, but like JaVale McGee and those guys, you can rebound against them.
Yeah.
That's not – somebody saying they got a double-double on that team, I'm not –
Yeah, but I
got one at the burger joint.
But if in your era, it's uncommon for big men to run the floor, and you're the one that's doing it.
Oh, I mean,
then
shit.
That makes you good comparative to your class.
I'm telling you, man, if you were 7 feet tall right now, you could fly to the moon with as much money as you would get. All you gotta do is be in shape, run the floor, and block shots, and you like the best big man. Think about DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan is getting, what, $20 million a year? To do what? To suck at the free throw line, not have an offensive game, and just catch lobs? Shit.
And protect the rim.
And protect the rim. But that's it.
That's important.
That's it. But that's –
But in terms of Capela, he's good when they switch on, like, wings. He can kind of stay in front of
he
a lot of wings.
He can do that.
That's very valuable in today's league.
That is true. But – would you pay somebody $100 million a year to do that?
There's a lot of contracts I wouldn't give out. But
that's what I'm saying. If you were 7 feet, you could fly to the moon with as much money as you get.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
I don't know what the hell that is.
I can hear a phone ring.
That ain't me.
That shit ain't mine.
But no, Utah. Oh wait, who y'all got for Rookie of the Year?
Ben Simmons.
What you got?
Same. I got Ben. Old Benny Ben. Because it's about the regular season, not the playoffs.
I got Ben, but this is tight. This is honestly, I think it's co-MVP. Because you got a dude.
We're not doing that.
Hey, they did it before.
Turn my nose up to it.
Yeah, we ain't doing
that. And I mean, look, you got a dude that basically stepped in for Gordon Hayward, a dude that's considered an all-star. Great player, and he basically took a team that nobody expected to make the playoffs and got them into what was that, the fifth seed in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben's great. I think Ben is my Rookie of the Year if I had to pick one, but he also has Embiid. He got Embiid, and the East is not the West, and you got the Washington Wizards. The Miami Heat with no stars, with Hassan Whiteside playing like a punk.
And they beat the Cavs.
He averaged 15-7-7, I think, beating Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Shot over 50% from the field.
Yeah.
We can't shoot from the perimeter, so.
That's the thing,
yeah,
though.
But that's exactly.
If you know someone can't shoot, and you still.
You know what it is? It's this when we laugh and this.
Oh, we stop chuckling.
Just get the shit out of me. I'm still like, what the fuck going on? But no, if you know someone can't shoot, it makes them easier to defend. Somehow you still made it to the basket. Shot him 50% from the floor. So,
I mean, he's my Rookie of the Year.
Nope. Yeah,
I just because I think he's what he's doing is transcendent. I mean, for a guy that can't shoot, to have a team to position a team to be number three in the East,
yeah,
and legitimately going into the postseason. Especially with all the crap that was going on with the Cavs, for them to be like actually a chance to get to the finals.
To most, but not all.
But based off the playoffs, though.
Oh, no, based off playoffs. Donovan Mitchell was like, it's night and day. But.
Yeah, he ain't got shit on him.
So Cavs Warriors final?
Cavs Warriors final.
You give Bron any games?
I give him one. And nobody, like, to me, I don't think he's going to get swept. But. Real. It's a possibility, though. It is.
But this run he's on, but because of the team, this is going to be the end. It's just, what a waste.
Sucks.
It sucks. Have you seen his stat lines?
Oh, it's insane.
Oh,
44. I think his lowest game is like that 26 you said. Mm-hmm. How much 40-point games? What, two game two. Winners? Yeah. Two 40-point games? What, 530 plus?
Yeah.
He is wild.
He's averaging like 34.7, I think.
Does this loss in the NBA Finals count against his legacy?
Not to me, because just perspective, the only team that's beat him had three or four All-Stars.
Yeah.
Like when I look back, when you go to the Spurs, you just switch that with Hall of Famers. Not to me, because is just so unfairly stacked.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, think about it. 2016 when he went, Kyrie was out, Kevin Love was out.
He still pushed him to six.
And then the following year they won. And then the following year after that, when KD was there, I already knew how the season was going to end.
That Cavs team was great.
Yeah.
But because of the Warriors.
But even during the year, like the Christmas Day game, when I saw them play, I was like, yeah, they ain't got shit for them.
Yeah.
Like, the Warriors, like, they just too stacked.
Steph was fully healthy.
Yeah, everyone could fucking shoot. I hate them so much. I hate them.
I was watching the game with Shafin and Terrence, and you know Shafin root for them. He's like, why you hate them so much? I'm like, it's so unfair.
Yeah.
It's
so unfair.
It's like they stack the deck and then they talk shit after they
win. I know. It's not impressive. You should be winning.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. That's why I don't give, like, the people are like, oh, you know, Durant got a finals MVP.
Oh,
like,
come on. Yeah.
That's shit to me. Like, you sitting around here, you know, I can get finals MVP if I can be guarded. I can't be doubled.
Yeah.
You can't, like, no, almost every great player, unless you're the Toronto Raptors, you're going to get doubled.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you can't double them, and you can't even really play them that close. Like, I remember last year in the finals, you see J.R. Smith, you see them on a fast break. Steph Curry runs to the corner, and Kevin Durant's driving the ball up on a fast break, 2-on-1 against J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith runs to go cover Steph Curry and lets him get the layup. And it's because...
And it's the right play.
Yeah, and everyone was talking shit about that. Yeah.
And it's the right play, because what you're going to say, which one do you think is better, the guaranteed two or the guaranteed three? I'm going to take that. And then that's not even talking about Klay Thompson, who is probably a top five shooter of all time.
I don't even understand. Like,
this year, they really just got to let... If Draymond hit his shots, they're going to have to leave him open.
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, Draymond...
And if Draymond hit, then...
Draymond got to beat me.
Yeah.
Draymond got to average 30. Fuck that. I'm hugging the rest of these motherfuckers.
You ain't going nowhere. No way.
That's the thing, too. I mean, I give them their props, though, because, like, even someone like Steph Curry, he sets so many screens, and, like, he's constantly running back and forth. Yeah. Like, shit.
You know you're in for a workout when you play him. You're like, oh, I'm going to be running.
Man, get ready, Chris.
And it only takes him, like, 2 seconds to catch the ball and shoot. Less. Get the ball and just flick that shit.
You give the Warriors, the Rockets any games against them?
Nah, they're going to get a game, because...
One?
The Rockets going to get a game against Golden State.
Just one?
Ooh.
It's hard to judge them because they shoot so many threes.
Yeah.
That you've got a puncher's chance in any game. Because if you got too many guys that can hit shots at such a clip and they're deeper.
We praying. Go ahead.
But I'll say one, but I believe that's Golden State in six.
That's what I got too. I'm praying for CP3 just because he went to Wake Forest and, you know.
Well, I'd like to see somebody.
Yeah, I'm praying for him too. So LeBron get the lesser two evils.
Yeah, and, I mean, I just like to see somebody other than Golden State because, I mean, honestly, if Golden State goes again and you're LeBron and you're free agent this year, if you're trying to win a title, your option, you have to go stack the deck. There is no way that you can stay in Cleveland, that god awful franchise, and stay there.
Hey, look. Yeah, another season like this when he's older might kill him.
That's facts. Knock on wood, though. But
this is
if he has to keep carrying the burden like this,
he gonna die.
Leading the league in minutes, regular season, playing all 82. I think he leads the league in minutes in the playoffs.
He does.
Yeah.
Yesterday they swept. I mean, they like bust Toronto ass. He still played like 42. I think.
Yeah.
Thank God he got a couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't know how the man does it. Like,
when is the? He got until at least the weekend, right?
Yeah, it should be like Sunday or Monday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking of which, y'all, I hear they got Cartoon Network has another channel here in New York. It's called during basketball season called, what is that, MSG? With the Knicks play?
Oh my God.
The real joke out there.
Oh. I'm like, Cartoon Network got another channel. Yeah, New York local?
Yeah. y'all like watching the funnies, man?
Listen. Look, man. We got Coach Fizdale now. Mm-hmm.
He's saying the right things about KP.
Yeah. He said some bad things about Noah.
Good. We don't know.
No, not bad. Sorry. He said the wrong things about Noah.
What,
he
we
said,
want, we want him?
He said he'll let him back in. They have a conversation. He says the right thing.
He dies beard back.
If he says the right things, he on drugs. He'll say anything to get back in. That's how crackheads do.
That's how crackheads do.
You know all the right things to say. You'd be like, oh, really? Yeah, come back.
You seen pics of Noah?
I haven't seen him recently.
No. Oh,
I didn't even know that was him.
Oh, like, okay. he dyed
his beard, right?
Like some Allah shit.
He was in the forest or something?
Yeah, looking like he definitely was on some shrooms.
What the hell?
Yeah, he looked fucked up.
They sent him away from the team and them checks
still clearing. You get like 18 mil, right?
Leave it to the Knicks to be paying somebody out in the woods somewhere.
They'll still paying Phil. Still paying Noah.
Y'all still paying? Who else y'all still paying?
Derek Fisher.
Yeah,
he's still playing Derek Fisher too. Who's the other one?
How long Derek Fisher been gone?
Woodson,
Mike Woodson. Last year's probably his last one.
Yeah, finally,
but Derek Fisher is this upcoming season. Derek Fisher's last season getting paid. Phil Jackson's still getting paid. But this has always been the Knicks though. Like even back in like the early 2000s, fucking Eddie Curry ass was like a bum. His ass was still getting paid. Only in the NBA, and the Knicks are like the prime example. That shit always happens too. Like they pay people. And just send them away, and it's the motherfuckers still getting paid.
That was my favorite time with the Knicks, other than like you know '90s, like when the Knicks were actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Is when Stephon Marbury was here.
Starbury
was on. Like I remember there was a milk carton, and they had his face on there. And it said, "Have you seen me?"
Damn. He's still trying to push them sneakers out here, trying to attack Jordan.
Yeah, he a legend now in China. Yeah.
He retired now. I can't do it though, beloved. Mm-mm. He's like $20. Y'all got Jordan. Y'all buying expensive ass sneakers.
Who's doing better, him or Big Baller Bryn?
What? Wait, Jordan or Big Baller?
No.
He's probably doing better.
Oh, Starbury and Big Baller.
They get an F by the Business Bureau.
A lot of businesses have F by the BBB. That shit don't change nothing.
Well, a lot of people saying they haven't released. That
shit was
sneakers.
Funny. Shannon Sharp said it took him like 5 weeks to get his sneakers. he's the first person that made that joke. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna put him to the other BBB, the Business Bureau. Yeah, but get my goddamn $500 for some sneakers and take you 5 weeks to get them. Must think they Kanye.
Hey.
Oh man. All right, I think I'm gonna tap that. You want to talk about Childish Gambino?
Oh no, I. It was just his video came out over the weekend.
This is America.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I don't know. I really don't get it yet. I'm still trying to figure it out, actually. Did you guys see it?
I don't understand it.
I saw the episode first in the morning, and then I saw the video later. It's a lot in there. I think it's like a symbolism about society, huh?
You said the episode, the Atlanta episode?
No, he was on SNL.
Oh, okay.
So he performed like two new songs. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I think they're new. Mm-hmm. Then at the end of it, he was like, my video's out. And then I went on YouTube and found it. But yeah, you got him killing a unarmed black man. You got him killing a church choir. So I thought those were like references to what's happening in society.
Mm.
Got him running away from white people at the end. It's just a lot. You got the way he treats the gun versus the body in the video, mm-hmm. like the care given to the gun, like he hands it over versus the body being dragged. You could read a lot into it. I think it's like multi-layered. You could also say it's like an entertainment metaphor about how blacks are treated in entertainment as well. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's definitely something that you have to watch more than once.
It's thought-provoking.
Like fully digest it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like on like my initial watch, those were the first things I noticed. I was like, oh wow, like this is about you know like because I saw like the shoot up the church and those things. I was like, okay, yeah, this is like a very like race motivated type thing. And then like other scenes, I was just like, where's he going with this? Mm-hmm. I try to rewind it, and I kept finding myself rewinding parts. And then I was like, let me just watch this shit straight through.
Yeah,
but I still don't have like a full understanding of it. I mean, I understand that it was meant to be thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will say it's like, it shows how great he is.
He is so...
Did you watch Atlanta?
No, I've been wanting to watch it. I got too many damn shows I need to catch up
on. Okay, I won't change the subject then. But yeah,
it shows how talented he is. Because I was
very creative.
Shit, this is amazing. Like, you know something's amazing even though you don't fully understand it yet, but you're like, yo, this is amazing.
Yeah.
That was like my initial like reaction to watching it. I was like, this is fucking amazing. Like,
and the way he delivers things, like it's all timely and it's just there. You don't know what he's working on, it's just there.
Because I saw he was going on tour, so normally you assume music may be coming, but with him, he could just be...
going on tour for his own shit. He's very unpredictable about even, like, his release of music, because he does so many things. So, like, a well-versed artist, like, person in general, he's not just an artist, like, fucking movies and other shit, like...
Mm-hmm. Even on SNL, there's a couple skits with him that are legit funny.
He does stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Everything he does is successful. Like, he got the Star Wars movie coming out. Mm-hmm. His album is guaranteed to go platinum. Mm-hmm. He's going to have the tour. Atlanta. Fire. Like, I don't know.
He in the trifecta.
Like, the next Will Smith, basically.
Yeah. Well, we've been looking for one. So, I certainly ain't his son.
The icon.
You know, look, you know, one of my dad's cousins that died, they said he was an icon too. That don't make it true.
God damn. One of my dad's cousins.
They cool.
Yeah. That
one. Well, that no.
That's a perfect ending. Oh my God.
Please plug.
Plug everything. Tell me where they can find the podcast. All that stuff. All
right, you can find In the Ring on Google Play. You can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it on iTunes. You can find anywhere a podcast are heard, you can find us. But you can find us on Instagram, too. It's where we ask all types of very deep questions, like, would you rather pay child support or pay alimony? So
those are hard questions.
But thank y'all so much for having me, man.
That's fun, man. So, wait, what's the Instagram hat for the podcast? You said you can find it.
The Ring Podcast. You can find us there. Don't look. You'll know it when you find it.
All right, man. Thank you for coming on. You know.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, man.
Good conversation.
Yeah, this was fun, man.
I went from jail to basketball.
Yeah, cheating the jail.
They're cheating to jail. Cheating. Then I went to jail. Mm-hmm. Yes. Got out. Went to watch an NBA game. But nah, man. Thank you for coming on. As always, thank you for supporting the podcast, you beautiful listeners. Make sure y'all keep rating and sharing and subscribing to the podcast.
Go on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
Watch the vids.
You see, we've been we were out here for a long time. We stayed late to record this for you guys, and that's why I'm fucking up.
Nigga blaming the listeners.
I stayed here for you. I stayed here for you, and that's why my mind is drawing blanks. So y'all should appreciate this shit. No, I'm joking. But make sure y'all go check out the YouTube page. We got full length videos up there. Make sure you check out the IG page as always. We know we constantly posting new content for you guys. So yeah, just keep checking out. We're going to keep bringing this fire ass podcast to you. Till next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.